Yesterday, we had a chance to sit down with Rough Riders starting pitcher Blake Townsend for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview before he starts today against the Corpus Christi Hooks. Let's get you part two of that interview.
We're joined by Blake Townsend. Now, I want to dive into your past a little bit. Growing up in Australia, what was your first baseball relationship like?
Yeah, my first baseball experience, I was at school. They handed out flyers for a come and try day at the local baseball club. I think I was 10 years old. A few of my mates and I went down and tried it, and I was the only one that stuck to it. And, I was playing tennis at the time, so you know, it was a pretty different sport for me. I loved it. Fell in love pretty quick, and you know, I sort of loved it ever since. Dropped tennis pretty quick, and we'll play a bit of pickleball in the off season, but outside of that, everything's baseball.
Was it pitching right away? Was it working in the field?
I think it took a little bit to start pitching. I'm a lefty, obviously, so first base and the outfield is sort of where I stuck to start. But I think it was once I was about 15 or 16, I realized hitting wasn't for me. I could throw all right, so the pitching sort of fell in line there.
Do you remember a time where you actually fell in love with the game?
I mean, being a kid, everything, like, just watching the pros go ahead. And we had I think it was 2014, there was an MLB trip. The Dodgers and the D-backs came and played in Sydney. And my parents and I drove up to Sydney. It was a 10-hour drive. We go watch, I think it was game two or something of the series. And I just remember being like, this is the big leagues. Like, this is really, really cool. I think it was at that point that I sort of set the goal on, I want to be a baseball player. But yeah, that was a pretty awesome experience.
It's pretty cool because it seems like that's what Major League Baseball wants to do, right? Mm-hmm. To play those games in other countries and create baseball fans and baseball players like yourself. Do you ever think back on that and think of what you could be to other people in Australia as well?
I do, and I think I have a pretty cool opportunity, especially with the Australian team. I know, like, back in the day, the guys that I remember are Australian legends and Australian national team legends. Obviously, there was still, like, the Kershaws and the Chris Sales that I would look up to, but I remember looking up to the Australian guys that are doing well in baseball, and I think I've got a pretty cool opportunity to be able to do that now. I've been on the national team for a few years now, and you know, just sort of remembering that there are kids looking up to you, and there's kids that want to follow my footsteps. It's a pretty awesome thing.
We're joined by Blake Townsend, Rough Riders pitcher. You were on the traveling team, went to Arizona, and then were signed by the Mariners. How did that whole process take place?
Yeah, it was all pretty odd. I didn't know much about baseball or the professional side of baseball at the time, and it was pretty overwhelming. I remember getting, you know, the business cards from scouts at national tournaments, and you know, thinking that I might actually have a pretty good shot at going professional here. And when I came over to the States, we visited the Mariners complex and met some of the coaching staff, met the coordinators, and I got to throw a bullpen in front of them, and I think that was kind of where I made the choice of, okay, this is a pretty cool spot to be, and you know, I wouldn't be making a bad decision if I went to the Mariners. And in the end, that's what we did. So I think that getting to see, you know, this is where I'm going to go, and I'm going to be at the complex, and this is what rookie ball could look like, I think it was pretty beneficial for me making that decision.
When you get to the States and you start playing professional baseball, what was the biggest culture shock for you?
Honestly, the biggest thing is I just feel like I had to grow up really fast. You know, it's the first time that you're not having your parents cook for you or do your laundry or that sort of thing. So it was sort of, you know, getting grounded and figuring out, all right, like, what am I going to make for dinner? I've got the first time I've ever had to make my own food, or, yeah, wash the clothes. Like, I think the growing up aspect was probably more influential than the culture shock. But, I mean, America is just a very vast place. There's a lot that you can get in a small area, so didn't take too long to sort of explore and, you know, get familiar.
That's great. Now, Mariners organization into the Pirates. Last year, you had an incredible stretch, incredible start to the season. What was it like being in that kind of role and pitching that well?
It was really, really fun. I think the big thing was just realizing I'm going to be bouncing around. Maybe I'm throwing three innings one day. Maybe I'm throwing an inning. Maybe I come in to face one batter. And, you know, just sort of executing right then versus planning on, okay, I've got to go five today, or I've got to do this, I've got to do that. It's just, I'm going to get outs as long as I can until they come and get the ball off me. I think that was a pretty big learning experience for me. Definitely a different role to what I was in with the Mariners, but I think it helped me find some success. And, you know, you get on a hot streak, and everything's feeling good. So it was, overall, it was an awesome experience.
Blake Townsend, Rough Riders starter. Blake, thanks so much for joining us and happy to have you here.
No, thank you so much for talking.
We'll be right back.